with Marcelo Balboa, presented by ColoradoSoccer.org.
This could take all night. Darren Copeland in with you here on Mile High Sports Radio on From the Pitch. Jello might or might not be here. I don't know. He had to do a whole game, and I don't know how much. He might feel sick after that one, after that particular loss. Once again, the Rapids go down 1-0 at Minnesota to the Loons. Goal in the 70th minute by is a heading goal. You know, it was just, hey, listen, it was just that they got there to that ball quicker. They got to the ball quicker. Got a cross, couldn't clear it. Ball comes back in, goes off the crossbar, or goes off actually the post, comes back to a Saint, or comes back to a Minnesota forward there. I don't know why there was no one in yellow there. Puts a header on, then someone else heads it forward. It was a great goal. But now the Rapids are all by themselves in the bottom of the Western Conference. They've played six, I believe, and have 4 points. I guess the question that we should be asking here, if you want to give us a call, 303-831-1340, is this too early to start making big changes? Like, you have some of your people who are injured and not playing well, but, you know, it just seems like you should be able to, if you're a defensive coach and you're a defensive club, you should be able to stick guys in who can play defense. And I didn't see that. I don't see that. So, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated for this. You know, I thought we were on the rise. I thought when the Colorado Rapids made it to the, you know, the Western Conference Finals and really had an opportunity to win, Seattle got hot at the right moment is basically what happened. But you know, and that's the problem with the home and home. You know that's the way it has in playoffs. And for those of you who are wondering what I'm talking about, in the playoffs, you get two games, one at home and one at home. And the problem is, if you're and what they do is the higher seed goes to the lower seed's place first, and then the return trip is at home. But what happens if, say, like what happens to the Rapids or what happened to Dallas in the first against Seattle, where all of a sudden they're scoring 3 and 4 goals in their first games against you, and now you're coming home and you're down 3 or 4 and you're the lead? I mean, that's not always a fair thing, but I guess it's the most fair. But and I don't know how you fix it, but they just ran into a buzzsaw from Seattle who you know, had fired their coach last year, as we all know, had gone, started getting hot, got healthy, and then whooped up on Dallas, and then said, well, if we can beat them, we can beat anybody. And they did. And they beat anybody, and they went through, and they won the title for the first time. So I was excited this year. I was expecting a Rapids team to come out and continue to dominate defensively, continuing to do, you know, at worst, do the same old boring winning that they'd been doing last year. I was hoping for more high flying, but at the very least, I was hoping for them to do, you know, their same old boring winning 1-0. You know, I wasn't expecting, you know, the 2-2 at home against Minnesota, concerning. The 1-0 away at New York wasn't really concerning. 2-2 was concerning. 3-1 was concerning. Letting up two goals, coughing up two goals in the final 5 or 10 minutes again at home. Against Real Salt Lake, your rival. I mean, there's just no excuses for that game. I'm sorry. It's your rival. Yes, Tim Howard was suspended. Yes, you've had some injuries. But you had a 1-0 lead. Step on people when they're down. You know, people want to say, oh, I just think that sounds so bad. No, it's not. You're not literally killing people. But what you want to do is you want to step on the juggler. You want them to feel like, oh, I'm not going to come back, so I might as well not try.
Just close it out.
Close it out. And it's called no hope. When you can no hope somebody, and you can see it happen, their hope goes, and you saw it happen to the Rapids today with about 5 minutes left to go. Listen, what last year's team would have done is they would have been going. How many times they had three or four goals last year? I mean, I'm looking at my stats, but it felt like they had three or four goals last year in the last minute to tie games or to win games. Where is that? I mean, Gashi has no goals and he's hurt. He's hurt. Hurt. Suspended. So the question for me is this just bad luck early in the season of a 40-game or a 35-game season where they're starting off slowly? Remember, if you will, where Seattle was at, a little further past this point last year, and you're looking at the same thing. So I guess there's optimism there. Am I getting too panicky too early, thinking that we need to take a hard look at some of this? Well, I don't know. You give me a call, 303-831-1340. I'm frustrated because I believe that they traded away their strength and they made it a weakness. I'm a goalkeeper by nature. I'm a goalie. If it was up to me, I would have 11 defenders out there. Dang right, I'd have 12 people, 11 defenders. I would have everyone out there be defenders and 10 defenders and me. But I understand that that's not practical. But come on, man, 2 goals in the last 5 minutes? And you get a late one here? I mean, this goal was, listen, it was a great goal. Don't get me wrong. But you should have been up 1-0 earlier than that. See, this is the other frustrating thing is when the Rapids came down in the second half and Dominic Badji missed a shot from 3 yards out, put it over the top. They immediately let Minnesota go back down. And if it wasn't for McMath, who made 2 huge saves, it would have been 1-0 then. How do you let that happen where you make a miss at this side and then you go the other way and all of a sudden there's nothing? I don't know, man. There are some worrying signs about this team. There are some worrying signs about this team. Should we have traded Cronin? Well, he's an old guy. He's a kind of a journeyman. But listen, all I do is win. You don't need to get that song, but you get my drift, right? Some guys just win. Some guys just win. And do you know what all those guys normally have in common? Is that they do nothing more than expect people to play as hard as they play and will hold you to that standard. I don't expect me to be better than Cello. No way. He's older and there's no way. He's a better soccer player than I am. But what he would expect me and what I would expect of him is I'm going to bring it. Like I just don't know any other way than I'm just going to play as hard as I possibly can and let the chips fall where they may. And I would expect that from all of my teammates, regardless if they were better than me or less. And I know that if I'm putting out that effort and I know a guy who might be more talented is not putting out that effort, I have the ability to come up to him and say, listen, man, you're a better player than I am. Start playing hard as I am. That's what guys like Sam Cronin do. That's what guys like Marcelo Balboa do. That's what guys like Pablo Mastroianni did when Colorado Rapids won an MLS Cup here with him as the captain. And all of a sudden you trade him and one of your 3 defenders. Man, I don't know about that. I just don't know about that. Kind of one of the other things that sort of happens with general managers, particularly I think in soccer or MLS, because it's so even, and is that you feel like you need to tinker all the time. You don't need to tinker all the time. If you are unlucky, then keep being unlucky, but be better. Just work harder. It'll turn around. Luck is not going to keep you down for 25 games. Unless you kill a black cat or something. But come on, people. You got to be better, and you don't have to make the trades all the time. Because I guess my question is would the team with Cronin and Birch on the Rapids in this game against Minnesota rather than on Minnesota, I wonder what the score would have been. And I wonder who really would have been at the bottom of the Western Conference come Monday. And, you know, I don't think it would have been the Colorado Rapids. Just saying. From the Pitch, we'll be right back after this. Sponsored by, of course, the Colorado Soccer Association. You can check them out on coloradosoccer.org. I'm Darren Copeland. We'll be back after this.